Blog Talk Radio.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Show. And of course, I am the one and only, like Tarzan. And everybody's running. It's Tarzan Don. Don Tarzan. We got a great last show for you today. Do you know it's the last one for this year now? I didn't mean forever. I was talking to somebody and they said, Don, it's your last show. What is the world going to do? We're just going to be sad. I said, well, come to the mountain because you will live on and I'm going to throw the tablets at you. Anyway, let me stop. We got a lot of new listeners tonight, a lot of new ones. Oh, man, and I'm so happy about that. We are going to be the dynamo for 2020. And you're going to like all our new changes. But tonight, we got some good music for you. I had the hardest time in the world getting the songs on because I was talking to our new carrier. And they told me it was going to be easy to plug up the modem. And it wasn't. And I worked. And I pushed in, and I tried, and it didn't work. And I called them, and they said, oh, well, it's not working, so we got to charge you $100 to come out. I said, what the heck? I said, $100? Well, see, yeah, we got to come and check. You could have told me all that in the first Durham. But anyway, we're going to have totally new internet on Monday, like he couldn't come tomorrow or tonight and fix me up. But no, I even told him, give me the brother discount. And he said, the only brother discount you got is your old brother's. That's not funny. We got some corny jokes for you tonight. We got a great show. They hit you to the left, to the back. We also got a track called Good, Good, Good. I'm Good. I kid you not. That's the name of the song. And it's pretty good. We also got another track called Good by Malawagis. And that's a good one. So we got a couple of good ones. But I'm not going to delay tonight because my board is lighting up with blue lights. And when you heard that theme song, man, I was running through the door. Da-da-da. And I was moving my mic. And I said, yes. So you just heard it pop. It's working better. And then all of a sudden, I put my glasses on and I poked myself in the eye with my glasses. I said, Dodd, what is wrong with you? Okay, anyway, 347-633-9376 is the number you can dial from all over the world. I kid you not. And now we're going after. We have 80,000 listeners, and we want to turn them into 80,000 subscribers. And that means we will be King Kong of radio and production and everything I think of. So anyway, let me start the show. I'm looking forward to tonight. So let's start off with Niles Barkley. He say, I'm crazy. And I sing this song all the time in my car.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. Thank you.
Hey, did you hear that cowboy kind of sound in the background of Gnarls Barkley's song? Dum, 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 dum. And you walk into the middle of the town. This town ain't big enough for Don S. McClure and Dirty Bart. Don, what you gonna do? Well, Bart, I'm a friend of Wyatt Earp and of Billy the Kid, and I'm a run. Okay, all right. Oh, man. That was a good one. Okay. We're going to keep on. We're going to keep it moving. Don, you better run. You've been watching too many movies, man. Something wrong. Let me play this track by Jill Scott. It's called Hate On Me. I'm in a good mood tonight. Do you know I've been doing these shows 11 years? 11 darn years. And next year going to be 12. I got to be crazy.
Give you the world on a silver platter, would it even matter? You'd still be mad at me if I could find in all these a dozen roses which I would give to you.
Would say, Don, do you have your paper? I say, yes, ma'am, Miss McGillicuddy, I do. And all the little bullies in the class say, yeah, you little teacher pet. I said, look, hate on me, because I got my paper. I'm not a hater. And just hate on me, because I got an A, and you got a D. And needless to say, I got beat up after school. Oh, okay. Every time I hear that song, I have a relapse. Hate on me, y'all. I like that song. I'm telling you, it's too much wine, Kool-Aid, or something. You know, I used to drink a lot of red tea on my show. And my producer and everybody said, nah, there's something wrong with you. Oh, it's something inside that red tea. Let me play this track. I'm good. The Mogawakis. Whatever the heck their name is. I kid you not. Now I'm telling the truth. There's this video on YouTube of this seventh grade class, and they're singing the song, I'm Good. And this little boy in the middle of all of them got on glasses, and he is cutting up. He's doing hand movements and everything. I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. And he cutting it. And the kids keep looking back at him. Because they're all standing there all boring. I'm good, I'm good. But he's up there cutting up like me. He reminded me of me in school. Always getting in trouble. And my father said, Don, can you just go to the class, please? Don't tell the teacher what to do. And I said, but Father, you told me to speak up. He said, but not on everything, kid, okay? Hey, let me play the most requested song in my 11 years being on air. The most requested song, I'm Not Your Superwoman. And I keep telling them, the man didn't like the orange juice because it was sour. He wanted to read his newspaper because he was reading the stock market. And you're doing, you read the newspaper and you don't like my juice. Just, I can't be no superwoman. And it's like, I didn't ask you to be a superwoman. I'm trying to buy some stock.
But to wonder if you're
Now, I don't know about you, but I keep telling y'all, the man, he come rushing home, telling, I rushed home to fix your dinner, and you sitting there, pizza, the Diamond Club sent you. What you think this is? You tell him don't send no more food over here. I ran home to cook, and you eating a juicy pizza. Can I have a piece? So anyway, he's trying to save you some time. But anyway, he wrote an answer to that for all you ladies out there. He, the man, said, Don, what do I say? She always on my back. I said, man, after you put that pizza down, turn the light down a little bit and sing this track, and it'll work every time. Tell her how you saw the stars, the moon, the mountains and the rivers, and woo, you couldn't even go to work the next day. time I hear that song, man, I just get all messed up, man. The man that I saw the sun, the moon, the mountains, and the rivers. He said, I saw heaven. Oh, man. She said, I forgive you. I don't care about the orange juice. Oh, man. And every time I play that, man, the guys be texting me, Dawg, you own, man. You own to it, man. My wife said, you play some more of that Don S. McClure. Oh, man. Okay, let's get to some other music, because, man, my glass is all fogged up on that one, man. I was like, oh, the mountains, the rivers. He said, man, forgive me, baby. Okay, all right. Okay, let me quit fooling. My producer looking at me. He got tears in his eyes. He laughing so hard. He said, are you crazy? All right, okay. Here we go. Some of the best music that I played all year and as long as I've been on air. And get those subscriptions in. We got to make it to my own TV show. TV. Man, it's coming. All right. My guy going to cut up. And after him, we got some more hot. I'm talking about some earth-shaking hot music. And after we play this, we got to take a quick break. But when I come back, man, you've been hit with the 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to hit you with the 6 and 9. And you know when you do the 6 and the 9. Oh, wait a minute. My producer just flagged me. He said, you can't say 69 on the radio. I said, oh, okay. Okay, all right. The 89. He said that's just as worse. Oh, man. What happened to my guy? See, that's what I don't like, this old internet. Now we got to go to the new stuff. And I was cutting, too, because that's my guy talking about I'm falling in love. Hey, let me take a quick break. Check out what's happening on our studio board. And when I come back, man, we got more great music for you. On the Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I love writing a fun love story. You meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And I'm back. And I'm hitting the wrong buttons. And actually, that last track you heard, you know, we have a promo of that song. And I clicked on and told the computer to play that one, which is the short version. So I apologize. I was jamming. And I looked at the time. And my producer, Don, that's the short version. You need to find the long version. I said, oh, man. I said, hey, it's the end of the year. Okay, I'm allowed to make a mistake. Oh, man, I'm killing myself, man. I'm loving it, too. Hey, listen, we got a new year coming up. I want you to be happy, to enjoy life. That's all you have. Our subtitle for tonight is Last Show of the Year. Music always has a good and been a good fit for your thoughts. I want you to think about that. When you're riding in your car and you just flabbergasted, put on some good kicking music. You know, like what I play on my headset when I'm in the grocery store. And these three old ladies, they always bother me. So when I'm over by the vegetable bin, I be singing away, man, and they went, you think you sound Don S. McClure? I say, my name is not no Don S. McClure, old lady. Say, that's why we're going to hit you with these brooms and mops and canes. I say, oh, man. Watch y'all go at night. Watch y'all go to the store at night. Well, no, because I go at night. So go during the day. Okay, let me stop. Man, this is, I'm killing me. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We got some more great music. Get your face off the ground. Pick your chin up. And just do the happy song.
Tonight, gotta take these records off the shelf. Play something special for yourself. It's over now. Gotta leave your troubles far behind. Or just enough to ease your mind. Lonely time. Can decide. Baby, you'll be alright.
Oh, man, that was really beautiful. And that's the track, man. Ease Your Mind. And you know they got the show that I watch, right? And I think it's Lifetime. Anyway, they got this commercial where the two guys walk up to her and they say, can we help you with your car? You know, she needs a jump. And she says, I don't know you. And I've been watching Lifetime and Hallmark or whatever one it is. And she said, you're going to hit me in the head and throw me in the trunk and then kill me. And the two guys look at her like, okay, you've been watching too much Lifetime. Anyway, there's this other part of the show. Now, I think it's Hallmark. You ever notice that on the show, no matter how good the couple be getting along, one of them will walk in the other room and overhear a conversation and assume they got it all right when they got it all wrong. And it's over and over and over again. So anyway, it's just good to wait and calm down. So anyway, let me see. What am I going to play? Because I didn't, why are you stuttering that? Oh, okay. I know what I wanted to play. This is a track that when I play it on air, people get so worked up. And I don't blame them. It's the end of the year. We're at 7:47. And listen to the words in this now. This is one of those warm, loving, romantic, and not romantic, because I can pronounce that, but romantic. So.
every time you're near, they just wanna be.
Oh, man, that was just so touchy-feely. I like that name. I guess I have to play another touchy-feely song. I usually don't try to do them back-to-back. You know, I don't want y'all to have a heart attack out there. Okay. Oh, man, I don't know about you. But anyway, the shows have been going along pretty good. We've had some bloopers and some smoopers. But all in all, it's been a great year. Disastrous for other stuff. I'm behind in schedules, working my fool head off, getting irritated as H-E. I'm like, why am I even doing all this work? I don't know. But I love it, and it's been interesting, to say the least, and to bring some joy into somebody else's life. Now, that's a nice thing. You know, no pretense, no hiding behind the bushes, just hoping that they feel better, because you want them to feel better, because you feel better. Oh, that is the doctrine of the good. All right, let me play this track because I'm cloudy tonight. Because I only got, you realize I only got another hour to go? Man, this show goes by. All right, here's a track that a lady was just the best in the world. And they got a movie out about her that I haven't seen yet, or biopic or whatever they want to call it. But this lady could sing her tutu off. Now, you don't call it a tutu. You call it a derriere. And you don't say the buta. You say derriere. Or derrie. Or derrie. I don't know. I would say the other word, but I'm on air. Oh, man. I can't get enough of that. That's a bad lady there, man. That lady could cut, man. Whitney Houston. I can see her standing in front of the door. The guy getting ready to leave. Don't you walk away from me. Because I have nothing without you. I like that. Somebody just, they just text me and say, no, please don't say. Hey, I didn't think that was funny. I was just analyzing the song, sir. Okay, doing our jazz during the course of the year. You know, we played old jazz, new jazz, modern jazz, because my brothers were seriously into jazz. And I used to bug the hell out of them, And I want to hear some jazz. And they say, Montel Dunn, get out of here. He be messing up our jazz. And I say, who care about old Pookie jazz? Ain't nothing but Jesus jazz. No way. And my father say, Don, come out of there. I say, oh, I want to hear some jazz. I like a jizzy. But anyway, my older brother taught me about this great artist that a lot of people didn't know about. Her name was Big Maybelle, and she had a track called Candy, and it was good. And she said, Candy! Ooh, my sugar candy. Oh, man.
Why I call my sugar candy. I'm sweet on candy, and candy he's sweet on me. He understands me. Yes, my understanding, candy. My candy's always handy. Just when I need sympathy. That much more of him. He has taken my complete heart, and I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Take my candy and make him mine. Mine, oh mine, yeah. Mine, oh mine. The day that I'll take my candy and make him mine.
Candy must have been good, man. She said, I gotta have my candy. So the next time, guys, somebody call you the candy man, you can say, oh, am I your candy? Say, no, you taste like a a licorice stick. But you still good? Dad, what is wrong with you? Okay, all right. Let me do this track. But Charlie was, hey, I can get to have some fun tonight, especially. That's the last one. So when they play the show over and over, what was Don drinking or something, snorting or sniffing or something? Charlie Wilson, magic.
Good evening, baby. And welcome to the Charlie Show. Tonight I'm going to be showing you things that you've never seen before. So just sit back and relax, because tonight I'm going to be doing some things. Good evening, baby, and welcome to the Charlie Show. Tonight I'm going to be showing you things that you've never seen before. So just sit back and relax, because tonight I'm going to be doing some things.
Why are you picking all these short tracks? Oh, the mic is over. Watch it, dog.
Yeah.
Man, I like that track. What did she say? Could you go off, please? Instead, she said, if you can. She said, she don't care if you ride a bicycle. She said, you can ride on a scooter. I don't care how you get it. Just get in when you can. I don't care if you ride on an eagle's back. Woo! Man, that's deep. This next song is the best song in the world. It's by a Chicago artist. And I must have played the CD strips off. If I would have had a recording, a record, I'd have wore it out. Mickey Howard, Ain't Nobody Like You. Now, you know, in this song, that actually was not the original title. It was like, Ain't Nobody Like You, Don. But they had to take it out. Producer said, Don's head getting too big. And I said, well, wait, Ain't Nobody Like Don. She said, Don, we got to take it out. Okay? You just think you just, the world, just kiss your hand, kiss your wrist, kiss your fingers. But this is the best song in the world at my top number one played song, Mickey Howard. The long version.
Is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with an understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself, and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story. But it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
If ever you're in my arms again, seeing clearly how I still need you near me. I still love you so. There's something between us that won't ever leave us. There's no letting go.
right now for sure.
Babe. I never knew till I looked in your eyes.
No, babe.
I wasn't complete till the day you walked into my life. Mm. And I never knew that my heart could feel so.
Clouds now. We cried enough. Your therapist, Mr. Jukababa, I'm talking to you now. Listen to me, son. Pick your head up and remember, like Smokey the Bear, only you can prevent forest fires. Now, what's that got to do with your show? I don't know. Maybe because you used to play with matches, but stop it. What is wrong with you tonight? Rick James, you and I, my God, I like this dude. Hey, did you know I sang on this track? They would say, what do you want to do, Don? Do, 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 and all just go to hell.
Welcome to the Dawn. You have just accessed the beautiful experience. This experience will cover courtship, sex, commitment, fetishes, loneliness, vindication, love, and hate. Please enjoy your experience.
Now, God said, what? Dawn was playing. You play too much. This is God. Doom. Hey, I'm just trying to tell you what you made. Nah, I didn't write that. Boom. Done. I like your music. Hey, I do. I was talking and I said, Jesus asked if he could borrow my cell phone. And they said, goodbye. Goodbye. I'm not talking to you no more. I said, he asked me, hey, Don, can I use your cell phone? Oh, man. Okay, anyway. One of the best Latin artists in the years that I've been playing music is Castro Christian, or Christian Castro. That brother's bad, man. I'm going to play the song that I love by him the most, since it's the end of my showing for this year. But this man here is like a Latin Frank Sinatra, a Latin Johnny Mathis or something. He can cut. Christian Castro, La Nava de la Vida.
Espera, aún la nave del olvido no ha partido. No condenemos al naufragio lo vivido. Por nuestro ayer, por nuestro amor, yo te lo pido. Espera, aún me quedan en mis manos primavera para colmarte de caricias todas nuevas. Yo moriría en mis manos si te fuera. Espera un poco, un poquito más, para llevarte mi felicidad. Espera un poquito más, me moriría si te vas. Espera un poco. De amor que regalarte, te doy mi vida a cambio de quedarte. Espera, no entendería mi mañana si te fueras, y hasta te admito que tu amor me lo mintiera. Te adoraría aunque tú no me quisieras. Espera un poco, un poquito más. Un poquito más.
Well, listen, we got 9 more minutes to go. This has been a great show for tonight. It's been a great year, except for the sadness of losing my daughter. But the other stuff, great. Great, great, super great. And as the minutes tick down, I want you to think more about the joy you've had this year. We've all had some sorrows. We've all had some hard times. We've all had some difficulties. But just think, you made it to the end of the year, and it's definitely going to be a better year. Better thoughts, better reasoning, just better everything. You know, a lot of times, I was saying earlier, laughter is really the key to the soul. If you can't laugh at yourself and know that you're happy with self, then you can't be happy around anybody else. So you got to think about that. Joy is the elixir of the gods. Man, I like that. That sounds so, man, that was all, Don. Can you say that again? It is the elixir of the gods. Oh, yeah, I liked it. That was pretty good. So what I want you to do is, let's see what I got. Let's see. I'm going to hit this one. So tonight, the happy song is going to take us on out of here.
Tonight, gotta take these records off the shelf. Play something special for yourself. It's over now. Gotta leave your troubles far behind. Or just enough to ease your mind. Lonely time, can decide. Baby, you'll be alright.
Oh.
this town ain't big enough for the both of us. So, Dirty Bart, I'm the fastest gun in the West, in the East, in the South. So, I suggest you get on your bicycle and get the heck out of my face. Listen, I got to say goodnight. I have enjoyed tonight immensely. And it's been a blast. I got 10 seconds. She stays in my ear all the time. You got 10 seconds. You got 9 seconds. You got 6 seconds. Go home. I can't stand her. Good night. Enjoy your life.